Lord Most High. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord Most High. Name of the Lord. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed is the name. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord Most High. Name of the Lord. Oh, and the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is, oh, a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed is that name, name above every other name. Hallelujah. Amen. How many is glad to be here in church this morning? Glad to be at camp here in another service. Amen. You may be seated as we go over these announcements real fast. Y'all forgive me. I'm still a little new to this song leading, so just bear with me. So right after service, have another leaders meeting out in the little church over there, the Pizza Hut. Right after service is the leaders just, you know, leave, get their lunch first, and then meet over there in that Pizza Hut building. And then we also have at 12:30 is when chess sign-up is closed. So if you want to get in that chess tournament, then you're going to have to get there before 12:30. And then after that, you probably won't have any more chances. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a girls' gaga pit. We're going to have softball going and outside volleyball. At 2 o'clock, we're going to have crafts in the cafe. We're going to have pickleball out on the concrete court, volleyball in the gym, basketball in the gym, and hair clinic in the cafe as well. At 3 o'clock, we're going to have girls volleyball in the gym. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have a choir practice here in the tabernacle for the BYC choir. And then after that choir, if I could have the dorm 10A to come up and practice their song just directly after the choir, so like 4:45 or to 5-ish, just have your group ready to practice, and then that way they can get all the mics tested up for y'all. Amen. Let's all stand as we just open the service with a word of prayer. I'd like to ask Brother Jonathan Houchin to come open us in prayer. I only had the one knee turned into me. Brother Jackie Benton went home to be with the Lord. Just like to remember his family in prayer. Amen. We'd also like to just remember this service, and we can have open vessels and just be receptive unto the Lord, what he has for us. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come to you this morning, Lord, just want to thank you for the opportunity, Father, to come into your house, Lord. Lord. Just want to think about all the possibilities that could happen here this morning, Father. Lord, I just pray that you would just be with us, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit just move through this camp, Father, not just in this room, but in each of the other rooms, Father. Lord, I pray that you would be with each of the ministers, Father. Lord, I pray that you would just anoint each one of them, Father. Lord, anoint the listeners, Lord. May we just open our hearts to what you would have for us, Father. Lord, I pray that each one would have something to say, Lord, that would be a word from you, Father, that would be a blessing to the youth and just each one that are sitting here, Father. Lord, be an encouragement to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would be with his family, Father, of the brother that's passed on, Lord. I pray that you would just comfort them, Father, in only a way that you can, Lord. Lord, may you just take complete control of each service, Father. May you just have your way in each one, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just change hearts and change lives, Father, this morning, Lord. Lord, we just love you. We thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song, I've Been Changed, I've Been Reborn. Amen. Let's see if I can find the lyrics here. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that I once was, and redeemed is now my name. Oh, I've been changed. I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord has his way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. Though my sins were scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I'm free. I was lost in the darkness, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord has his way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. And when at last in his presence I stand above, he will wipe every tear from my eyes. And I'll thank him for giving a wretch like me a new home beyond the sky. Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord has his way. All my life. Oh, let's sing that third verse again. It's been changed. When at last in his presence I stand above, he will wipe every tear from my eyes. And I'll thank him for giving a wretch like me a new home beyond the sky. Oh, I've been changed. Amen. I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord has his way. All my life, praise God. Oh, let's sing that one more time. Oh, I've been changed. I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord has his way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. Amen. Hallelujah. How many's been changed here this morning? Amen. Let's sing that We've Got the Power.
Give me your hand and let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan rages, we will not be defeated. Amen. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. And for many years now, Satan's trying to stop us, but the bride of Jesus, oh, we are still alive, like a mighty army. We will march onward, winning every battle, 'cause the Lord's on our side. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Amen. We've got that power tonight. Hallelujah. Satan can't stop us, can't hold us down. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Never Lost My Praise. Amen. You know, Satan can try to take, you know, all this world stuff away from you. You know, you can lose a lot of stuff, but we won't lose God. We won't lose our praise. As it goes, we won't lose our faith. We won't lose our hope. We've got God, and we're going to praise him. Amen. See if I can pull up the words so I don't sing this wrong. Well, I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay, but thank God I didn't lose everything. Oh, I've lost faith in people who said they care, but in time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, oh, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed. Oh, it never changed. I never lost my hope. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith, but most of all, oh, I never lost my praise. Amen. Oh, and I've let some blessings slip away when I lost my focus and I went astray, but thank God I didn't lose everything. Oh, I lost some possessions that were so dear, and I lost some battles while walking in fear. But in the midst of my struggles, oh, in my season of pain, oh, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed. Oh, hallelujah, he never changes. Amen. Oh, I never lost my hope. Oh, never lost my joy. Oh, I never lost my faith, but most of all, my hope. Oh, and I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith, but most of all, oh, I never lost my praise.
Amen. Satan can try all he wants, he can't take that away from me. That's mine. I've got a right to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, I'll ask Brother Zach, if you go ahead and just sing for us. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood, and what He for me on Calvary's more than enough. Oh, and I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission, all is at rest. Ordered my steps. So this is my story. Oh, and this is my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. Oh, and I trust in God, Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. And I trust in God, my Savior, the one. I sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. I sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. I sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. That's why I trust Him. That's why I trust Him. I sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. I sought the Lord, and He heard. I sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. That's why I trust Him. That's why I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. I sought the Lord. That's why I trust in. That's why I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Oh, He will never fail. See, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail.
Amen. I love that. I sought the Lord and He answered. He's given us reasons to trust Him because He always shows up. Amen. Let's sing that song, Place of Freedom. Amen. Amen. How many's come here to worship the Lord with me tonight? We came here to give Him all we have and give Him everything good because He's worthy of it all. Amen. There's a calm that covers me when I kneel down at Your feet. It's a place of healing, and it's a place where I find freedom. There's a place my eyes can't see, where my spirit longs to be. Oh, it's a place of healing, and it's a place I live in freedom. I'm gonna lift my hands, oh, till I can reach heaven. I'm gonna shout Your name until the walls come falling down. I've come to worship. I'm gonna sing my song. Oh, I'm gonna sing my song like I am unashamed. I'm gonna shout for joy at the mention of Your name. I've come to worship. I've come to worship. Amen. How many's come here to worship with me tonight? There's a love that lives in me for You, Lord, my Savior, King. Oh, it breaks the sin that's binding and leads me to a place of freedom. Oh, just lift your hands. I'm gonna lift my hands till I can reach heaven. I'm gonna shout Your name until the walls come falling down. I've come to worship. I've come to worship. I'm gonna sing my song like I am unashamed. I'm gonna shout for joy at the mention of His name. I've come to worship. Oh, let's sing that one more time. To worship, I'm gonna lift my hands, oh, till I can reach heaven. I'm gonna shout Your name till the walls come falling down. I've come to worship. I've come to worship. I'm gonna sing my song, oh, like I am unashamed. I'm gonna shout for joy at the mention of His name. I've come to worship. I've come to worship. Amen.
I've come to worship because he's worthy of all my praise. Amen. F.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Oh, a beauty that makes this heart adore you. And hope of a life spent with you. Oh, so here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, you're the King of all days. Oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Oh, and yet humbly you came to the earth you created, and all for love's sake became poor.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's why we come to worship him.
Oh, and here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful.
Oh, I'll never know.
And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Oh, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross.
Oh, just sing unto the Lord tonight.
And to say that he's worthy of all our praise. Oh, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Amen.
Worthy of it all. Worthy of it all. I think just try it. Worthy of it all. Worthy of it all. Try F.
You're worthy of it all. Lord, you are worthy of it all. Oh, for from you to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all.
Oh, he's worthy.
You are worthy of it all. Oh, for from you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Oh, you're worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all. Oh, you are worthy of it all. Oh, for from you are all things. and to you are all things. For you deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. Oh, you are worthy of it all. Oh, for from you are all things, and to you are all things. 'Cause you deserve.
Oh, let's sing it one more time. Amen.
You are worthy of it all. Oh, you are worthy of it all. Oh, from you are all things, and to you are all things. Lord, you deserve the glory. You are worthy. From you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Amen. He's worthy of it all tonight. Amen. Let's all stand as we invite the minister to come. Tribe B, word of God speak.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear, oh, what you would say, word of God speak. Pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know, oh, that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, I hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your. God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we come before you this morning, I believe that's every true desire. Father, I pray that it is, Lord, that we would ask for you to speak to us. Father, though it comes through the foolishness of preaching and our humanity, yes, we make mistakes. Father, there's human in this, but Lord, you have chose to go this way, and we ask that you would just speak through us. Lead us, Father. Be direct to every heart. Lord, as we want every service, Lord, let it challenge us. Let it stir our hearts. Father, we pray and encourage us along the way. how we've been blessed, Father, with the services yesterday, Lord, and still chewing on the word. Father, we ask that you would again speak to us, Father, this morning. Bless every young person that is here. And God, Lord, you know their tears, you know their joy. And Father, only you can do, Father, those wonderful things this morning. So we surrender this vessel to you now. We thank you, Father. And again, we ask that you would just go, Lord, to the family of Brother Jackie Benton and the church, Lord, and that you would just comfort them, give them strength, Lord. And Lord, we're thankful, God, and to know, Lord, where he is, Father, and the testimony that he's lived, Father, before us. And Lord, we just know we're looking towards home, Father, this morning. We love you again, and we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You love the Lord this morning? Amen. It's a good time to be here. Amen. And to worship the Lord with all of our heart. Amen. We want to, are y'all ready for 2 hours?
Yes, sir.
You know, that was a pastor that said that very loud. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. I'm just kidding. But don't worry. I always say that to just stir you that way. When it's shorter than 2 hours, you're like, oh, how refreshing it was. You know, it's all right. Hey, I have to be me. You know, let every minister be who they are, but I've got to be who I am. That's the way God called me to be. I was reminded of that last night. God called me the way I am. And so, amen, until he's done with me, let's just be that way. Amen. So, that being said, I wanted Ethan to sing, you know, that song. He mentioned that he was going to sing Word of God Speak. And hey, y'all stayed up here. That's wonderful, marvelous. So a part of the two-hour sermon is I want to sing one more song because I just want to make sure you guys are awake again with us this morning. So I'm going to sing it. How many knows the song Every Praise is to Our God? Yeah, just a few of you? Okay, all right. So we're going to sing it our way, and then you join in with it and then go, how's that sound? What key are we going to do it in? It's morning, so long as it's not too high for me. We'll try that. No, down there. Okay. Yeah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, oh, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Oh, how many can say this now? God, my Savior. God, my Savior. God, my Healer. God, my Deliverer. Say it now. Yes, he is. Yes, he. One more time now. God, my Savior. God, my Savior. God, my Healer. God, my Deliverer. There you go. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Amen. Do y'all know what that means when we do that up here? What does that mean? Somebody tell me. Glory. Okay, so now, what does that mean when we do that? Sing louder, because I know you, I hear you on the volleyball court out there. So, anyways, all right, we're done. We're going to move on to the word now. Proverbs chapter 20, amen. It's good to be here with you. This morning, I want to just let you know there will be no cologne sprayed, so you don't have to worry about that. And so, for those that needed it, I'm sorry. I've tried to be a little bit more calm this morning with my title, you know, because Brother Nathan preached wonderful yesterday. We went from what do you smell like or something to those wonderful titles yesterday. It's just like, Lord, have mercy. And then he said, you have to be the way you are. But our title this morning is In Tune with the Message. And I've spoke this a couple places, so if you've heard it, I'm sorry. It'd be a little different, but I couldn't get away from it. So Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12 is, when you have it, say amen. It says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Are you thankful for that this morning? Amen. God bless you. You can have your seats. So as we take this in tune with the message, we're going to go through a couple different ideas of this. While God grants the ability to hear spiritually, now, before I dive in this, you ever just wondered what it is? Why is it that you feel the way you feel? What is it that is causing you to respond to the Word? You can sit in a church. I remember growing up in a message church, growing up, my grandfather, delivering the message and grew up, sit with young kids my age, and just sat there with them, and we said amen to the same thing. We heard the same word of God, right? Under the same power, authority, we listened to the same message, but by and by, many of those friends left. They didn't even go to another church. They didn't go to another system. They just left. Now, I want to say this, but I do believe we have to deal with both sides of this, that I'm not saying that there's no hope for them to come back, right? So can we just clear that up? But we also need to understand that we're running out of time, all right? So we want to leave hope, but we also want to say we don't really have time to run around, okay? What is it that is causing you to sit and hear the same message and respond to it from here? Right, so these are things I want to ask this question. While God grants the ability to hear spiritually, it is up to each believer to be receptive and attuned to listening. And he quotes here, he says, in the spoken word is the original seed. He says, in other words, if your ear is in tune with God, let him hear. So you have an ear. How many has ears this morning? Right, and you have the eyes. God gave you this, but you can have this ear, and you're hearing what I'm saying. You're hearing what Brother Nathan is saying, and the other ministers are saying. But what are we really listening to? Now, Amos 3:7, we've quoted this before, but it says, "Surely God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets." How many still believes the Bible? So if we can say this, God always provides the frequency, okay, the prophet, he always provides the frequency, but the people must tune their receivers, their lives to it. So the frequency is always going. The voice is always speaking, all right? So there's a frequency that is always going on, but there has to be somebody to receive that. There has to be somebody that is there because I'm getting ahead of myself, but Jesus tells us in Matthew 11:15, he says, he that hath ears to hear, what does he say? Let him hear. I mean, you could just sit there in a natural sense. Well, says, well, I'm hearing what you're saying, but are you? Well, I'm hearing what you're saying, but are you? He that hath ears to hear. Let him respond. Let him be obedient to those words. So notice Jesus here is using the same phrasing long before the Patmos vision, signaling, I want you to understand, that the message is always present. Okay, the message is moving in this building now. The word is moving. It's always present, but only those on the right wavelength will catch it. All right? So again, this is why someone who has caught the message, this is why they can worship God. This is why they can shout. This is why they can praise God, not just because they're on an emotional high, but because they've caught the word. And there's nothing that you can do to try to make it happen. It's just there. Before the foundation of the world, he knew who would catch the word. Right? So I'm going to be very repetitious in a moment. So Jesus is saying, he that hath ears, let him hear. Well, what does Revelation tell us? How many times does the book of Revelation say it? Revelation 2:7, he that hath an ear. Revelation 2:11, he that hath an ear. Revelation 2:17, he that hath an ear. Revelation 2:29, he that hath an ear. Revelation 3:6, he that hath an ear. Revelation 3, you're going to keep saying it? Absolutely. 3:13, he that hath an ear. Revelation 3:22, he that hath an ear. So there's always a message. There's always a message that is going forth. So if there's a message that is going forth, there's got to be someone that's going to receive it.
It's not just going to go out aimlessly. It's not going to return void. There's going to be a receiver. There's going to be a young person. And sometimes you don't even know it yet. I sat in a church pew and did not even know. I heard words and I said amen. I said amen because my dad said amen and my mom said amen. And I was repeating the amen. I went to the altar because somebody else went to the altar. But sometime, I'll never forget it, I was sitting in a pew and something came across that pulpit that struck my heart. It just didn't go through. I didn't respond because someone else responded. I responded because it resonated with me. It spoke to my heart. Otherwise saying, if you're in tune, if you're in tune, if you're in tune, hello, if you're in tune, you're going to respond. Now, the prophet would tell us about something in the idea of wavelength when he would say, in the fourth dimension, people can prove, right, that through this room right now is coming radioactivity, radio messages. Coming right through this building now is coming television pictures, but it's too fast for our eyes. Right? We all know what he's going to say here, but I'm going to read this. It says, now, you go millions of miles beyond that dimension, and you'll get into a place that's just as real as television pictures. It is in this room this morning. There is the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected Son of God, standing here. And the reason that you can't see him is because our heart hasn't become tuned down to it. And the reason we can't see the television pictures, our bodies are not set as instruments to pick up mechanical scent things. But we know it's through here. If I was to bring a radio up here right now and set it here and plug it in and pull out the antennas, you know, how many still remembers those things, you know, that have antennas on that and you had to move them around? Maybe you don't know that, but we had to do that back in the day just to see what the weather was doing, you know. Anyways. And then you press a button, but it doesn't do anything until you start to tune it, until you start to change the channel. Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to receive a message that is coming to it. Oh, help me stay here, Lord. See, but when our bodies becomes in tune with God, becoming a part of him, then our soul can pick up the power of the Holy Spirit to vindicate the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his power and omnipotence. So that's the thing. We are vindicators that Jesus is still alive. He is still here and he's still moving, but there has to be receivers in the building this morning that is ready and saying, Lord, I want to receive your message. I want to receive your word. And said that he is risen from the dead and he lives among us today and he wants fellowship back with his people again. His great majesty, his glory is now spreading forth. I love this. And he is desiring to fellowship again with his people. So each age had, right? How many knows this? Each age had and has a message that was called forth, and there has to be a generation that will be tuned to respond to it. That's why some people can't respond to it. That's why they will sit there. Now, I was corrected this morning and by saying that it's not cringe. It's called, what'd you tell me it was called? Somebody got to say it. We're going to stare at you the whole time. Negative aura. Did I get tricked into something? I'm okay with it. Thank you. Amen. I don't know what I'm in tune with right now, but no. You see, some people just, you know, just have that negative, you know, they're just not in tune, right? We're all receivers of something. Hello? We're all receiving. You're not just going to sit there aimlessly. You're receiving something this morning, okay? But what message, all right, so what are you tuned to? What type of receiver are you this morning? You see, I brought me a walkie-talkie. Why did they invent that? Why did they call it? I mean, what a great invention. I know what we're going to call it, a walkie-talkie, right? Well, so I have this up here, and I know that if I press a button that it should go somewhere, right? But I mean, I could try to say, go to the right person, go to the right person, go to the right. No, I'm not using it correctly. I'm talking because I know I can press this button, and it doesn't do anything because I'm not speaking through it. So I can speak and not press the button. I want you to understand, we have to follow the word of God in its full entirety. But I want to just say this. For this to actually work, there has to be something to respond to it. Come on. I want you to understand. There's got to be something to respond. Other than that, this is useless. To have this in proper operation, there has to be another side. And you're wondering, where is it? Well, let's find out. Testing. 10-4. Hello.
10-4. Gotcha.
Ah. Now, does anyone know where that came from? I mean, everyone on the back row knows. It came from a person. There was someone to respond to it. Okay? I want you to understand that. Now, man, this is where I know I'm going to lose my ministry because I do crazy things. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to go hide behind this. Hey, can you hear me still?
10-4, got it.
Wow, that's crazy. Can y'all still hear me? I thought I'd turn the power off on this. I hid behind something, and it still didn't block it. I want you to understand the power of the signal. So the power of the signal, it doesn't matter what Satan tries to put in its way, doesn't matter what your family problems are, what your difficulties are at school, at work, the power is there. There's always going to be a response on the other side. You are not useless. There is always a response for you on the other side. But if I'm not set up for it, by the way, thank you, Brother Jonathan, for being a part of this wonderful drama this morning. Amen. Give the young man a hand clap. But if we're not set up for it right, it will not work correctly. If we're out of tune, if I would have changed the channel, if I would have went from channel 1 to channel 2, I would have pressed the button, done the same thing. But if I'm not in tune with the channel, with the right channel, it's not going to work correctly. So again, 2 Peter 1:12 tells us, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them." You ever just sit in the church and goes, "We know this, Pastor. We've heard this 1,000 times, right? We've heard this 1,000,000 times." Well, you're going to keep hearing it because you need to be established in the present truth, which is the Word. So say it with me, established in the... Right, so you need to be, this is why we listen to the message. This is why we hear the ministering of the Word of God. This is why you support your pastors, right? This is why you go to church. It's because you are being established in the present truth. It says, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance," because you need to be established in the present truth. I want to make sure you get this. In the what? Present truth. See, just as the people in Noah's day had to be in tune with the ark message, the people in the Laodicean age, the time that we're living in, must be in tune with the opening of the Word. And I'm thankful that there was an ark message. I'm thankful that there was this message for this age and this message for this age. But God has sent us a message. A frequency has went out. A sound has went out. And there has to be somebody that is in tune to be established in this present Word. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Verse 5, "And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not." Why? Because darkness has no resonance with light. This is why we cannot be unequally yoked. We need to be careful of who we always hang around, of who we're always with, because there is no fellowship, there is no resonance with darkness. So now again, let's get to what we're trying to get here. Verse 6, "There was a man sent from God whose name was..." Well, it could have been any other name, right? It could have been, but this was the guy. that God used, right? The same came for a witness. Now, are we against John? Well, it seems like we should be, because that's just the way it should be. We either should, help me, Lord, to bear witness of what? The light. Right. I want you to understand, there's a frequency that's happening here. Here he is. Hear ye him. That all the men through him might believe he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. So in John's day, being in tune meant recognizing who the forerunner was. Right? Recognizing the forerunner and what the forerunner was trying to do, right? Which was pointing to Christ. If you were still only in tune with Moses' law, you miss the Messiah. If you're in tune, come on, with the last message, with the message previous, you're missing today's message. Right? So here again, Amos 3:7, fully manifested, God never leaves an age without a voice. The station is always on the air. There's always a message that is going forth. Listen, there are many prophets in the land, but God sends his message to that one ministry that will not make his own word nor change anything, but will always hit the standard perfectly. See, like Noah, you go back to Noah's time, when our lives are in tune with the message, our walk matches the talk. You see, because the ark just wasn't a sermon. It was a physical manifestation of Noah being in tune to God's word. So being in tune to God, it's not just a sermon. It's not just but it's a physical manifestation of what God is doing today. So to be in tune with something means you resonate with it. Right? So in science, if you look at this in science, resonance only happens when two things are in tune, meaning that they share the same natural frequency. Yeah, I want you to understand this. Okay, Daniel, could you help me out real quick? Would you carefully grab that guitar that's over there? And I've been told to make sure it's not plugged in, that you do not pull everything out of the systems. In a nice way. Look at that. Wonderful. Okay. Come down here. Everyone give Brother Daniel a hand clap. Say, why are you doing that? Make sure you're still with me. So if you take this guitar, I want you to do it for me. Now, y'all can't see what's happening, but I'm telling you just by explanation here. Give me the high. So he's hitting the high. He's giving me an A. A. Okay, doesn't matter to y'all. Okay. And then, if he hits this high A, you can even do it the opposite. The other A, the low A, where's that giving the low A to? Okay, he doesn't have to strike it, but if you hit the high A, hit it again for me. The high A. Which one was it? Well, I already lost. Yeah, that's why I'm feeling it vibrate. Without even touching it, begins to resonate. By vibrating itself. Why? Because it's in tune. Okay, this is the Bible study class. Okay, I want you to understand. As long as it's in tune with the original, as long as it's in tune, it begins to respond without being touched. This is what you call, thank you, Brother Dan, this is what you call sympathetic resonance, because they are tuned to the same frequency. What affects one affects the other. But if the other string is out of tune, you can hit that and it can say it's an A all at once. I'm an A, I'm a believer. Blah. But if it's not in tune, it will not respond correctly. The other string will stay silent. You ever wonder how all of a sudden, you before you were on fire for God, but you started coming to church and you just started getting silent. You weren't responding. And before you know it, you're like, man, the pastor must just be off, you know. The evangelist must be off. You ever thought that it could just be you being a little out of tune a little bit, you know? You ever just thought about that? Yeah, sometimes we get out of tune. You know, we used to have a piano at our church. It was a Baldwin, an old Baldwin piano, and we loved this piano, but you know, it was a real thing. But you know, it start getting out of tune. You know, the humidity and all of this that would all happen, and it'd get out of tune. And before you know it, we just start tuning everything to the piano, because, well, guess what? What does that mean? Everything else starts to get out of tune. And after a period of time, listen, we didn't do anything different, Brother Nathan, to that piano. We just played it normal. And just life, playing normal, just going through life, you're going to start getting out of tune. You're going to start just kind of stretching out a little bit. And before you know it, you're out of tune and you're not playing the right note. And sure enough, every age just started to get out of tune. And it begins to play by its own sound, and then those around them start tuning to that sound instead of remaining with the standard. And by the time that it got to the last age, there had to be a complete retuning of the church. There had to be, come on, there had to be a standard that would come forth that would bring us back to the full standard. There had to be a full opening of a certain sound. And what did God do? God sent his tuning fork. How many knows what a tuning fork is? If you don't, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a tuning fork. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's something that you hit. It is the standard. It is the sound. And you hit that, and that's what everything is then tuned to. See, God sends his tuning fork, and it is God called, and it has to fulfill his purpose, not anybody else's purpose. It has to fit that purpose, because we cannot be tuned to another age. We cannot be tuned to another idea. We cannot be attuned to another movement. We cannot be tuned to our friends. We have to be tuned to the absolute. And so God sends forth his tuning fork, and when that tuning fork is struck, any instrument nearby, listen to this, when that tuning fork is struck, when it is hit with a certain sound, any instrument nearby that is properly tuned to that will begin to vibrate with that note in sympathy. Why? Because it's in tune to it. But if it's not, then there's a tuner that comes in, and God begins to use that tuner. He begins to use them, and he begins to come in and begins to tighten up things in your life, and it doesn't feel always so good, but I promise you, when he's done, you'll be playing the most beautiful music. Amen. And the enemy doesn't want you to play that, but how many can say, Lord, I want you to play beautiful music with my life? That's what is known as sympathetic resonance. You don't even have to do anything about it, but when the message comes forth, when that sound comes forth, you automatically respond without doing anything. You have nothing to do with it. You respond because you're in tune with the message. But if we're out of tune, we just sit there with negative aura. I feel like I should say something different. I'm going to stick with whatever it is I'm sticking with. Prophet of God says, stay in the symphony. Stay in God's word. No matter how hard it is, stay right with it. Wherever God is beating, sometimes he causes trouble to break the bands to set you free. He does that. You say, well, I don't know what I'll do. He does. So what difference? You're just playing the part. He's the one that's got you in his hand. He directs you. Remember what you heard yesterday? God has a plan for you. God has you're a part of his plan. You're a part of the music. It says, remember, it's all done by a sign. We see the time that we're living in by the sign we're living in. So we know that the symphony does today. It's separating time, taking light from darkness. I want to tell you, a tuning fork isn't the music itself. It's the standard for the music. Come on. A lot of people want to look at the tuning fork and say, well, that's all. No, no. Yes, it's the standard for the music, but that's not the music itself. Come on. See, in a world of music, and you guys who are in music, I preached this at Brother Samuel's church, and come to find out there was like
music majors in the church, and after the service, I heard a lot of wonderful information. I thought, man, what did I do preaching? So if there's music majors here, y'all just forgive my ignorance. I'm just doing the best I can, all right? But in a world of music, the A440 is the universal standard pitch. Before an orchestra plays a single note of a symphony, every single musician, violinist, cellist, the flutist, whomever, that needs to tie into that, stops and listens to that one standard tone. They don't tune to each other. Because if the oboe is slightly sharp and the violin tunes to the oboe, guess what? The whole orchestra eventually drifts into chaos. They all have to tune to the absolute standard. So you can't just listen. I'm a pastor, but I'm not asking the church to tune to me. All right? You might be an evangelist. You're not asking them to tune to you. Listen, it's not about tuning from church to church and area to area. We all have to tune to the standard. And you say, what, that the standard for the hour, come out of all of those things, come out of our religions, come out of all of ourselves, and come into the Word of God and be in tune with the message of the hour. You see, a messenger's job is to bring the church back to the A440 of the Word, back to the absolute, back to the true standard. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. We know who played that part. And the heart of the children to the fathers, and we shouldn't know who plays that part, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. What is the turning? The turning is the tuning. Come on, stay with us. It's not lunchtime yet. It's getting there. But I want you to know, the turning is the tuning. The messenger doesn't bring a new note. If there's a new, I don't understand why we're trying to come up with all kinds of new things. No, the absolute is all we need. It plays the most beautiful music. The messenger doesn't bring a new note. He brings the original note to correct the flats and to correct the sharps and all the traditions that's crept in over the ages. And this group has tuned to this group, and this group has tuned to this group. And my grandfather would tell me, he said, you know, it didn't matter what denomination you were a part of. You might have been a part of a denomination, but there were so many different denominations within the denomination. Everyone wants to tune to their idea of it. And it can happen in our own ranks. I say, let's come back. Young people, you need to listen to the tuning fork and be in tune to that. And you might, listen, it might hurt a little bit, but say, Lord, if I'm flat, bring me back where I need to be, Lord. If I'm a little off over here, if I have this sharp, Lord, God, bring me back into order. So what does it do? So that tuning fork, when it struck, it can only bring forth one sound. Those in tune to that begin to vibrate to the same sound. Come on. You're sitting in church. And the word begins to come forth. Come on, young people. Listen, that's why you can't make people do this. That's why you can't make people respond. We're not about making response. Well, we want the word to come forth and let the word bring the response. Come on, hit that tuning fork and let that, and then see if it begins to resonate in lives. Right? Come on, I want you to say, but Brother Jeremy, it's not there. Listen, I'm not saying if you can't understand or feel it, you don't have to understand everything. I can't understand. There might be someone in this church that understands everything, has it all figured out. Well, praise God for you, but I don't. But I can say one thing that I'm thankful for is that when the word does come forth, there's something inside of me that even if I don't understand it, even if I can't explain it, something within me just says, that's nothing but the truth. That's nothing but the truth. And then the devil wants to try to bring you and say, well, why don't you explain it all? Why don't you just point it all out to me? And say, I just can't do it. But I can tell you, it's written. And because it's written, I know it's nothing but the truth. And I don't have to worry about trying to explain it to you devil anyways. I just need to I didn't call anybody a devil. I'm talking to the devil. Just so you all know that. I don't want you all to get offended by that. But you know, the devil does a lot of talking. And sometimes he does a lot of talking through people. I mean, you know, because like I said, you're a receiver one way or another. If you're not a receiver for God, you're a receiver for the devil. And you never know if it's the person next to you. Don't look at him right now. I'm just telling you, we need to watch who we are with all the time. Yeah, probably my last sermon too. But think about it. Again, I know I've said this.
if we're not in tune with God, there's only one other thing we're in tune with. So there has to be an absolute, and I don't get to decide what it is. It's already been spoken, right? And it's up to me to get in tune to it. You see, the instrument doesn't get to decide what an A is. Yeah. The standard was set long before that guitar was ever built. Well, I think an A should be like this. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. That's just not how this works. You see, our job is not to redefine the truth. Our job is to bring our hearts into resonance with the truth. Right? Because the standard was given long before I was ever thought of by any human being. And so now it's, Lord, I would say, bring me into the proper word. Bring me into the truth of the hour. You see, Revelation 10:7, what does it say? But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. So here we are fully in line with the word of God. And the devil wants to try to get you to explain every little detail, but just take him and say, it is written, and there's nothing he can do about it. The sounding that we're talking about here is the vibration. It is the frequency. To be in tune with the message today is to vibrate with the voice of the seventh angel, and you don't have anything to do about it. You don't have to make yourself do it. It just begins to happen because it was already in you to respond to it. Hallelujah. It was always in you to respond to it. Because what is it? The voice that was spoken is echoing the word of God. And then verse 11, if you would allow me to say this, is the resonance with the message. It is not a new prophecy. It is the same sound now coming through the bride in this final day. So there's got to be someone that will respond with the same message in your life. You're not just called to just sit on a pew and sit on a chair and do nothing. You've been called to prophesy again, to live the same word, to vibrate that word, and I hope you understand, you are a receiver of the frequency that was spoken through the ages, and you are here for the final age to say the same exact thing as the standard said in the very beginning. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. What is it? A stranger is a different frequency altogether. And if you're in tune with the shepherd, a stranger's voice sounds like static. Right? For those that don't remember the old radio sounds, that's everything in between. Right? That's what, come on, that sounded pretty weird with the microphone. What is it? It's static. It should be uncomfortable. When a stranger begins to speak, it should be uncomfortable to your spiritual ear because you're in tune with the standard. And every time the standard is dung, hit, struck, whatever you want to call it, in a church service, and you sit there and it's like, ooh, that one, I mean, for those that have music ears, you know when a note is hit off, right? I play the piano and I hit all the wrong notes, all the wrong keys, it seems like, and I'm just like, ooh, ah, ee. You know, and it's just like, and you got somebody else out there who's like, oh, sounded good to me. It's like, well, praise the Lord. You know, but I know, and so when you're sitting in church and that word comes forth in its purity, and it has nothing to do with the man behind it, it's God speaking through the man, and it's coming through in its purity, and it's coming through, come on, I want you to listen, and you realize, wait a minute, I'm not quite in tune with that. Listen, I didn't say you were a sinner and you were going to hell. That's what the devil wants you to think. It's like, sometimes you think coming to an altar means that you got to start over again. Sometimes coming to an altar is just saying, Lord, just renew me, refresh me, Lord, would you just tune me back up a little bit. I'm not quite in tune like I should. I heard that tuning fork struck again tonight, Lord, and I listened to a sermon today, and I heard the same sermon that I've heard before, but as he was speaking, there's just something struck my heart, and I felt like I was a little out of tune, and so I just felt to stop and get on my knees and say, Lord, bring me back in tune with the word. Bring me back in tune with it. This is why we listen to the message. This is why we listen to the word of God. We read the Bible. We go to church. Why? Because just
just in life, you're going to get out of tune. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It's just living. You're going to get out of tune. And you've got to understand that. And I believe the older that you get, you're going to understand it more. It's just going to happen. And you've got to listen to the word and say, Lord, you say, well, I've listened to whatever sermon you want to put in there. I've listened to humility and I've listened to this one and listened to that one so many times. And what difference is it going to be? No, listen to it again. You ever just been sitting there and something just struck in your heart and said, you know, I want to listen to this one. And you begin to listen to it. And you're like, well, I've heard it. And all of a sudden it strikes you and you said, I've never seen that before. And you listen to it, and then you come up, and your pastor, you go to your pastor's, and he's going to preach on faith again. He's going to preach on love, or he's going to preach on correction, whatever it is. And like, oh, he's going to pull out the belt tonight. And you're just like, oh, Lord, what did I do? You ever just started a service off, forgive me now? You know? Yeah, it's your human, right? It happens. I mean, could you imagine being in one of those prayer lines and all of those people's sins being called out? I'm sitting there thinking, I'll get my healing at the chair. You know, come on. Maybe you guys are perfect, but some of us aren't. You know, we have to rely on the grace of God. Now, we don't continue in sin. I mean, I shouldn't have to say that. You know that. I'm not promoting ignorance here. But we are human, and it happens, but you're going to get out of tune. But because there's something in you to respond. Sometimes you get out of tune and you're not in resonance with the word of God. But resonance is the most powerful form of agreement. It isn't just hearing. It's becoming the sound. It's not just hearing. It's becoming. You ever heard of someone, you know, who can sing the right pitch and actually break a glass? It's actually true. Because everything carries a frequency. Everything's built with a frequency. And so if that a certain frequency hits it and it gets to that certain part, boom, it'll shatter the glass. Because somehow that voice got to that frequency and it caused it to shatter. See, it's not just hearing, it's becoming, it's responding. That glass breaking actually was a response to the perfect frequency connection. How can the Lord break me? Because we come in perfect response with the frequency, and it breaks our heart, and it breaks our life, and we can't. That glass was just, I mean, it was just standing there, sitting there, doing nothing but being a glass. But when that pitch hit perfectly, it shattered it and broke it. Sometimes we're just glasses in a church, doing nothing, and then all of a sudden God's like, tonight's the night. I'm going to hit that frequency for him. And this is the grace of God because we didn't deserve it. We weren't seeking for him. We were just sitting there and all of a sudden, boom, the word come forth. And we're like, whoa, what was that? And it just broke your life and it shattered you. And you're like, I don't know what happened. All I know is I was here and now I'm here. All I know is I was this and now I'm this. It's the grace of God. It's the frequency that hits you and it knows the exact moment that it's going to hit you in your life. Resonance requires that there's already something inside of you. The believer that matches the outside message. If there is no string inside, the tuning fork can scream all day and the person will never vibrate. Luke 24:32 says, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? See, the greatest, I believe, scriptural example of resonance is the walk to Emmaus. The disciples did not recognize Jesus' face. Come on. But they resonated with the word that he was speaking. And then he opened their eyes. You see that burning? What is it? It's the friction of resonance. It's when the opening of the word, the message, then hits the believer, the instrument. It creates a spiritual heat. They were in tune before they even knew what he was speaking.
Come on, yeah, like you sat there and understood every single word. No, you didn't, but all of a sudden something hits you and you're like, whoa, I believe that. That's what these meetings are for. It's for the great tuner to come by. Listen, this young people, I know that this is set up for you guys and gals. But, you know, I'm here too, and I'm hearing the word, and it's affecting me. I'm not just sitting over here listening to Brother Nathan in a sense and saying, oh, you just get at those. No, Lord, I need to grow too. Right? That's what this is because, Lord, I need to make sure my life is in tune because, yeah, I get busy and I get this and you get busy, whatever it is, just life, and you get tired and weak and worn, and you just need that great tuner to come in. And you ever noticed, how many's ever watched a tuner on a piano? I have a tuner on a piano. I've actually tuned my piano before. Now, Brother Samuel Browning has a really good story about this, about his own tuner. Can I say it just a little bit? I'm not going to be as perfect as you on your saying, but I love what he said. He said the tuner come in to tune the piano, and he got them all out of the auditorium, right? Because, you know, he had to focus on this. He said, if I'm not mistaken, they were talking outside of the auditorium. And he walks out and he tells them, I need y'all to be quieter or leave, right? Because you're going to mess with the tuning of this. See, it had to be precise. And I want you to understand something about tuning a piano. You see, when I first thought I could do it, Brother Dan, I thought, man, I'm just going to go over there. Yeah, and that's the way some preachers are if we're not careful. I'm going to get them tonight. That's not how it works. Tuning a piano, what I've learned about tuning a piano, sometimes it's just a simple... Just a little bit here. And just the slightest, listen, just the slightest bump brings you back in. But the slightest too much takes you off again. That's why God sent the tuning fork, right? To line up with the standard. We have one sound that we're listening to. We're not listening to any other sound. That's what these meetings are for. Sometimes it may not be fun when he's tuning us, but he's tightening things up in our life. Why? Because God wants to play your vessel. He wants to play your vessel for the world around. Can I read an old little story here? Is that all right before what to come to a close here? 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste his time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile. What am I bid, good people? He cried. Who starts the bidding for me? $1? $1? Do I hear two? $2? Who makes it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three? But no. From the room far back, a gray-bearded man came forward and picked up the bow, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings. He played a melody, pure and sweet as the angel sings. The music ceased. And the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, what now am I bid for this old violin? As he held it aloft with its bow, $1,000, do I hear two? 2,000, who makes it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice, going and gone, said he. The audience cheered, but some of them cried. We just don't understand. What changed its worth? Swift came the reply. It was the touch of the master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune, all battered and bruised with hardship, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd. Much like that old violin, a mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's gone once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand. You see, the master didn't give the violin a new body or a new piece of wood or anything like that. He just brought what was already inside it into alignment so it could resonate beautifully. You see, you're not just a $3 piece of junk. You were designed by a master craftsman. And when you tune your life to his standard, you carry a melody this world desperately needs to hear. And it's all a touch by the master's hand. You just got to trust him and lean on him. Musicians, come and let him tune you with his word. And as you listen to this message and all the gifts of ministry that you're hearing throughout this camp, and when you go home and you turn on a sermon and you listen to what God has blessed us with, all of these things, he tunes us daily so we can play the pleasant sound of his word. You're not worthless. You're not, you might be a little dirty and you might be out of tune, but would you just let the master come this morning? Is that all right? Can we bow our heads just for a moment? Would you just let the master come? And let him take your life and just clean you off and tune you a little bit and just let him begin to play your life. You've got a special sound. You've got a unique sound. That's if the symphony, if an orchestra was all just one, it might sound okay, but it's not meant to all sound the same. We are all under the same frequency. We're all under the same tune, if you understand what I'm trying to say. But we all play different parts, and we all have to watch the sheet music and play our part. You have a part. You can't say, well, I want to play the oboe. I want to. No, God, if God called you to be a violin, be a violin. If he called you to be that little triangle, be the little triangle. If he called you to be the loud sounding cymbals, and there's some of y'all like that way, then be it. But you know what? Play your part when you're supposed to play it. Something beautiful. Play your part. Listen. Watch the message. Are you in tune with it? I asked you a question this morning. Do you ever wonder why? Why is it, Lord, that I can respond? There's something, and your heart begins to break because you've got family that are not, that are walking away, and family that are just this. Listen, don't give up on them, but thank God there's something inside of you that's able to respond. Don't walk away either. Say, Lord, I'm not feeling. We don't go by feelings, but just bear with me. I'm not feeling that heat. That response like I have, just say, Lord, would you come by my way? Your heads are bowed, you just lift your hand. You just, if you're honest with God, say, Lord, would you just tune me a little bit, Lord? I want to make sure I'm in tune. Would you come by my way this morning? Just a simple thing, the word that is pricking our hearts and is saying, Lord, I want to be in tune with the message. I don't want to be in tune with anything else. I don't want to be in tune with my ideas. I want to be in tune with your message, with your word. And when you allow that, oh my, when you allow the master to come in and begin to tune you, you play something beautiful that only he can play through you. That's the grace of God. Let's stand together. Let's pray. Lord, as you've seen the hands that were raised this morning, Father God, I pray, Lord, that something would have been said this morning that would resonate with believers. Father, forgive us of our sins, Lord, if we're out of tune, if our A or our E or, Lord, needs a little tuning up, Father, let us go right. Lord, fix us, Lord. Put us right in the position where we need to be as we surrender our lives and hearts to you this morning. It is you that has helped us along the way. Bless the hands, Lord, that were raised. Lord, these wonderful young people, Father, that, Lord, I know their struggles and their battles, Father, but you are helping them. May they see that. May they trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. You love the master's touch this morning? Isn't it wonderful? When all of a sudden you ever just left a service and you're just like, wow, I feel better. You say, Brother Jeremy, we don't go by feelings. I know, but you're a human being with feelings. And it's so nice to leave the service going, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You were squirming a little bit in your seat, you know, when the master was coming through and on you. But when you left, you're like, oh, wow, now I'm sounding right. Amen. Let's sing this. Hallelujah. Something beautiful God made.
something good. All my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife. But God made something beautiful of your life. How many knows He's doing that? Oh, something beautiful. God made something good. All my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife. But God made something beautiful of my life.
All right, we're going to sing that again, but I'm going to add, do you actually believe what you're singing? You're actually a beautiful person. Even you guys, beautiful people, your spirit. God is doing this for you. Don't leave this place broken and downhearted. Man, leave this place and grow. Draw closer to Him. Amen. Because He's the one doing it. I'm not. God's doing it. Amen. Let's sing it again. Let's be a little bit more meaningful in what we're doing this. Hallelujah. Oh, something beautiful God made. Something good. All my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife. But God made something beautiful of my life.
Hallelujah. One more time.
Oh, something beautiful God made. Something good. All my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife.
Now point to your neighbor.
Beautiful of your life.
See, I failed on all of that, but now you can point to your neighbor and say, God made something beautiful out of your life. I know that's too much for your short brain, but that's okay. We'll sing one more song before we go. I love the Lord, don't you, so much? Key of B flat, maybe. Yeah.
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God?
We'll sing the second verse, age to age.
Oh, and age to age,
that voice has been going all the way through.
Oh, and time is in His hands, the beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Oh, the Godhead is but one. He is Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God.
He's the name of
name above all names.
Oh, for he's the name above all names. He is worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God.
Can we sing name above all names one more time?
Oh, for he's the name.
That means there's no name above his name, no power above his name.
He's worthy of, oh, he's worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God.
Now sing how great.
Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing how great is our God.
Lord, we thank you for being with us this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless, Lord, the daily activities, Father, the fellowship, Lord. May the word continue to resonate with us this week. Father, may it burn within our hearts. May we encourage our brothers and sisters along the way. Help us to remain in tune, Father. Lord, we ask that you would bless every other service, Father. Bless the food that we're about to eat, Lord, we pray. Again, we thank you for this camp and this time together. We love you for it all. In Jesus' name. The church says, amen. I want to announcement that was added and I forgot to say in the beginning. I believe it's 3 o'clock. Come in for skit practice, if that's still together. 3 o'clock for that. Amen. As we go, let's just sing that. I just want that tune to be going in our hearts as we go. How great is our God?
How great.
God bless you.
Is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God.
The splendor of a king.
The splendor of a king. Clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Oh, when darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.